The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Happy Friday to our wonderful listeners. There is a lot going on today.
Happy Friday to ya. Happy Friday to ya. Sorry,
Karen. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to
you. This show is going to be one of those, and I'm going to tell you why it's going to be one of those, because I have the best visual right now. I can see Pete on my laptop, but I can also actually see Pete, like, see him through the fucking window, Pete.
She's there.
It's like
I'm here. She's there.
I'm teased right now because I can he's within reach, but he's not because there's a glass between us.
And the weirdest part for me is it feels like I'm in a goldfish bowl. In fact, I'm going to show you. Look at that. Look. Yeah, that's right.
This is an exciting session. So, guys, you might have missed us because we've missed you. We've been away for a little bit. Both of us have been a bit depressed, but we're back with a bang.
We've been away.
How are you?
I'm alive.
Good.
How about you?
I'm also alive.
Last time we did this show, it wasn't as fucking cold as what it is now.
I feel like something's changed. Yeah, it was summer, maybe? Or was it just warm?
It was just autumnal. Now we're in with cold winter.
What a good word that is, autumnal.
Autumnal. Yeah, I'm just full of good words, babe. I am full of good words. What are we doing today? I'm flinging all sorts of shit your way. like a angry monkey.
You do. I'm going to catch it because I can see
you. Just all over your face. You're just going to have Pete's shit all over your face and all over your
I can't.
Covered in Pete.
So, what is our theme today? So our theme is an autumnal theme.
It's not an autumnal theme, babe.
Well, it is because it autumnal.
No, you can't just use. Listen, if you're going to use the word, you have to use it in the right context. Autumnal is now no longer part of the vocabulary we're allowed to use because we're now in winter. So we're going to call it a
seasonal theme. That sounds a bit shit. I'm not going to lie.
All right, we can call it a post autumnal theme.
Well, no, let's call it what it is. Seasonal dating is basically a winter shag, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Stocking up in summer for winter.
Yeah, basically, seasonal greeting effectively means it's not just Santa emptying his sack. But what it doesn't just necessarily mean fucking, does it?
What does it mean then?
Well, seasonal dating is generally, you know, when people have like, it's like the cozy season, isn't it? So people don't just have sex when they're seasonal dating. They kind of do the whole dating thing. They do the whole hands. Well, let's go winter wonderland and, you know, look at some lights and I'm going to win you a teddy bear and we'll go have a beer and a Bavarian thing and act like every other prick. That's kind of, I don't like Christmas, just for aware. But that's basically what seasonal dating is. It's like you do all the cozy stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Like as if you've been together for 10 years, everyone does that for like a month. And then when it gets to New Year, it's New Year, New Me. Off you go, ta-da.
Wow. This is learning. This is, if this isn't your sex book this week, then I'm learning loads from you because I didn't realise there was the stages. I like the New Year's Eve, New Year's New Me thing.
It's been that long that I'd almost forgot about the sex book, but you have just reminded me. So I am going to now sex book the fuck out of you.
Teach me. It better be a fucking good one, by the way, because it's been a while. No pressure.
Yeah, it's good. Okay. It's a good one.
Okay.
It's a shocking one. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
All right, just close your eyes. Sorry, I'm just looking at you closing your eyes on screen.
Why have I gone, or you just don't?
No, I was just looking at you closing your eyes on screen and in person. I imagine you're a beautiful sleeper.
Did I not tell you about my mouth guard, my earplugs, and my eye mask? Yeah, that's when you want to go to bed.
Sorry?
That's what you wake up to. Pete, if you went to bed with me in the morning, you'd wake up to me in a mouth guard, earplugs and an eye mask.
Well, if I went to bed with you, I would leave before the morning. So,
yes, I love it.
Okay, so, are you ready? Close your eyes. The flaming Amazon. Just take a minute. Don't open your eyes. Okay, your minute's up. Now, tell me what you think the flaming Amazon is.
I feel like it's, oh, why does my mind go so south when this comes? It's because it's you, I think.
There is no way you're going to get this one.
Well, you have no idea how my mind works. It's pretty gross, but I'm not going to share it because it is too low where I've gone. So
I don't think it is. And when you hear what this is, I don't think what you say is going to be lower.
Just tell me. I'm desperate. Go.
The Flaming Amazon. It's a sexual act in which the male, before ejaculation, pulls out of the female and ignites her pubic hair on fire, then proceeds to extinguish the fire with his jizz.
Wow. Okay.
What do you think?
I didn't think it was that. That's pretty rough.
I would like to know.
I've got a question. Go on. You'd like to know, but go on. You tell me. Yeah.
I just would like to know if anyone's ever actually done this.
Well, this must be this is exclusive to women with hair.
Yes. Presumably they don't have it after. So I imagine you have to grow and prepare. So imagine.
It's basically like going for a wax, but you just have it done differently. So you kind of get in two in one. You have sex and you get a wax at the same time.
I reckon, honestly,
the problem.
Yeah, I reckon it's probably, you know, like them barbers that stick the thing in your ear and they just burn the hair out your ears. I imagine it's probably someone like that probably thought this up. But yeah, you probably have to prepare for this. You probably have to say, oh, listen, babe, I want to give you a Flaming Amazon. Grow your bush for me and then we'll really have a good time.
Okay. There must be some precautions as well. I mean, you must have to lay on something that's hopefully not flammable. So really,
yeah, just concrete.
Bathroom sex. Yeah, I think it's a bathroom style job.
Do you?
I do. Must be right, because
For anyone listening, if you are interested in doing a Flaming Amazon with Cece, it will take place in the bathroom and you will need to give a notice to grow her lady garden.
So, Pete, you've just shared with our audience, as you do every time we record, what I like sexually. I think I've just given away too much information. Do you know what? It's one of those days. I've had a coffee.
I'll be honest with you, babe.
I'm oversharing.
Yeah, I didn't share that you liked that. I just said that if someone wanted to do that to you, that's how it would work. You've actually just explained to everyone that you'd like that. So, listen, she's open.
Can we do our weird and wonderful dating news and just take the attention off me and put it on some weird people?
Please, please, please give me some weird and wonderful dating news.
So this is a little bit weird, and I watched this.
Is it wonderful though?
It's fucking wonderful.
So it's not just weird; it's weird and wonderful.
It's weird and wonderfully wonderful fucked up.
Who doesn't like weird and wonderfully wonderfully fucked up?
Well done, you remembered. Well done.
Thank you.
So, a woman is ghosted by her ghost lover after going public about their romance. 38-year-old Brocardi fears she's upset her ghost lover, Eduardo, after speaking about their relationship to Alison Hammond and Dermot O'Leary on This Morning. She believes she is being punished for telling the world, Eduardo seems furious with me. Usually his presence surrounds me with a warmth, but now a cold freeze follows me around the house. Nothing to do with it being winter.
Probably close that window.
She said the word, I'm gone, appeared in the steam of the shower door the evening after her interview on This Morning. She has tried to communicate with him via candlelight, but he no longer flickers her flame. It just blows out. So she thinks...
I think Bacardi's been on the Bacardi, because that's just a ridiculous story.
Well, it's not just summer gone to winter, no? Is that not what it is?
Should we start with, do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know. I think there's maybe something, but I don't like to entertain it because it really does scare me. What do you believe?
I believe in something completely. I do believe there is a spirit world. I genuinely believe that. But I don't believe that you can like fuck a ghost.
Oh, no.
The idea that Riccardi's sucking off Casper is not really. I'm not sure that's happening. And also,
how do you explain the steam then in the bathroom?
Well, I can't explain it, but also,
what if you could? Where does that come from? Do you think she's just wrote on the wall, on the mirror? And
I can't explain it, so I'm not going to begin because maybe it is true. I just find it quite hard to believe. Also, obviously, we are coming into winter. As you mentioned, and it seems that during summer there was a warmth around her, but during winter there seems to be a cold breeze. And I don't know if that's just, I don't know, maybe Casper's, fucked off on holiday during winter and left her. I don't know. Maybe it's just the weather that is causing the cold breeze. I don't know. But also, I'd really like to try. Sorry?
Go on. No, you crack on.
It just kind of reminds me of what's that film, Scary Movie, where she has sex with a ghost.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds
Maybe
me a little
that's
bit
what's
of that.
Happening. But if that's what she likes, right? We do like a little bit weird, so maybe
we love weird.
We'll give her this one. We'll give her this one.
Yeah, I don't. Ghosts. Listen, I'm not necessarily saying that I don't fully believe it. I just find this one quite hard to believe. But if it's making her happy, then fucking go with it, babe. You crack on.
I'm going to throw this one out there. Every time you've had a wet dream, Pete, that could have been...
I've never had a wet dream. I've got another little story for you then. I've never had a dream.
What, like a normal dream?
Never had a dream. So, and I've been to a sleep clinic about this, and apparently my subconscious blocks all of my dreams. So I've never actually had a dream. That's genuine. Obviously, I don't sleep a lot as well.
I dream about you all the time.
You generally...
You don't dream about me.
How often do you have a wet dream about me?
Well, this is what I was going to say. Maybe.
Loads. Sorry, was that loads? It needs some cracking up. No.
Maybe. No. Maybe a wet dream is actually, it's not a wet dream, it's a ghost. This is going to go too wrong. No. Anyway,
so
again, it's
let me just, I'm just going to finish. I know we haven't spoken like this for a little while and done this show, but I imagine what you're going to say is actually a wet dream is just a ghost that's bunked on you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you were going to say, isn't it?
But yeah. You actually see it. You enjoy it, but it's.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
Maybe she's having loads of wet dreams, or maybe there is a ghost. Who knows? I'm okay with both, actually. So I quite like wet dreams.
Yeah. If you were, good story. Yeah, this is a good question. If you're about to ask the same question I was about to ask you, then genuinely, I think we're kindred spirits. If you were to shag a ghost, so someone that's dead, who would you want to be shagging you?
That was not my question, but...
Okay, but...
What dead person would I want to pretend is shagging me?
Well, not pretend, because this could be real. So we're just putting it out there in the spirit world. If there is anyone in the spirit world that is looking to
go
through CC like a steam train, then she's going to tell you who you are.
But remember, I told you before we started this, I forget when people have died, when people have babies, and when they get married. So I embarrass myself quite
often.
Point.
There's actually two people. Before this show, CC asked me two people who have been dead for about 10 years, whether or not they're dead or not.
Yeah.
So have you got anyone in mind that you know is dead?
Anyone. I don't know whether they're dead or alive, because they're probably dead and I just think they're alive. No, I don't really fancy that.
I'd quite like to fuck the ghost of Marilyn Monroe.
See, now that is good.
Just so you know, Cece, she's dead.
I know that one. Very odd.
Anyone you've got?
Maybe because I watched the movie. I don't fantasize over other people.
I don't fantasize. I'm not knocking one out to the ghost of Marilyn Monroe. I'm just saying that if this is actually true and you can do that, then I would love.
What's the Should guy that died on? In a... Yeah. Let's move on because...
No, sorry. Like you were going to give us one.
No.
What's the guy that died?
He probably just got married and I thought he died. Right, let's move on.
Let's just go with it then.
He actually got married and he didn't die. Right.
Are you talking about the guy from Fast and Furious, Paul Walker? I know you so well.
I would happily. But it feels weird saying that because I sort of like him. And
Do you know what? In all seriousness, he was a fucking great actor, great films, and that's a really sad story, but also a fucking beautiful man. So that's a very good choice. No disrespect to the dead. We love you, evidently, because we would. So... should we go on to the next one?
Yeah, I think you should read this one.
Are you, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so as far as weird and wonderful date news goes, this is a fucking really weird. So, you are listening to the Date Show on Football Radio. We are fucking weird and fucking wonderful today. Next up, because it's going to get a lot less weird now. Wife bursts open husband's testicles after she catches him cheating. So an American woman called Lori has been happily married to her husband, Yuri.
Shut up. It's that name. Oh.
Is that, yeah, is, yeah, exactly. Who she shared two kids with when she discovered some shocking news. Wanting to be a romantic and spontaneous wife, Lori planned a surprise lunch for her estate agent husband. She called his office to find out which house he would be showing that day. When she pulled up to the beautiful home, she could hear noises coming from the backyard. As she took a closer look, she found her husband's face deep in what turned out to be a future homeowner's vagina.
Oh my God, this is great.
Not one to air their dirty laundry in public, Lori left and started plotting her revenge. At around 2 a.m. the next morning, she tiptoed to find their wedding album. When she returned to the bedroom, she placed the photo album upon... Sorry, this is fucking mental. When she returned to the bedroom, she placed the photo album open and face up, gently on his thighs. She grabbed his ball sack and placed it between the pages. Grabbing the front and back covers, she gathered all her might and shut the album as hard as she could on her husband's testicles. He woke up in a nanosecond, jumped, and realised what had happened, and instantly fell back down in pain. His balls had deflated. His balls had deflated, causing a leak of semen in his body.
Oh, God.
Lori called an ambulance and freely admitted to what she had done. She wanted it on record that she smashed his balls so that all his friends could make fun of him. Unsurprisingly, Lori and Yuri are now separated. Since the injury to Yuri's balls, he can no longer maintain an erection.
Wow-wee.
Lori sounds like a fun wife.
I don't have a set of balls. Even though sometimes I feel like I do.
Thank you for explaining that, because many of the listeners have been wondering. It's one of the frequently asked questions we get.
Is it?
Yeah. Is Cece packing in the nutsack department?
If I did, I think I'd have really saggy balls. I think they'd hang down and slap my legs. What are your balls like, Pete? They hang down and slap your legs.
Do you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I have got really big bollocks. And I recently, I'm not going to say, recently someone told me that I have a silky nutsack. And it just feels great. Like in fact, I can.
Wow.
It just apparently.
So you've got a really big set of balls. And do they hang down? Do they slap your legs? What's the condition?
Yeah, there's a good slap on them.
Okay.
There was a good slap on the sack.
So yeah. When you wear your boxers, you have to like neatly tuck them in so that it doesn't hang down your leg?
No, I just let them run fairly free.
Oh, yeah. It's not painful? Yeah,
No, you do have to push them to one side. So there is always a slight bulge on one thigh than the other when I'm wearing trousers. Because if you separate one each side, it looks like a moose's knuckle.
Educational. I had no idea where you position your balls.
If you have just tuned in, this is what happens when we're away for a little while, and I must apologize.
I know, but I'm gonna just say this, right, Pete?
It's a very exciting day for us.
I feel like a lot of women want to know this kind of information. Like, we want to know, you know, every boyfriend I get, I ask where he puts his willy, because I'm just fascinated. I don't have a willy,
surely it should be in you.
Where
he puts it?
Like, when he walks around in the day, like, do you, where do you put it? Do you roll it up? Do you tuck it to the side?
Roll it up? The way you made that sound is it's like one of them fruit sliders, and you just roll it back up.
Yeah, and then so you just a nice, little, just, neat, tidy little.
No, tuck. It just. And listen, if you are able, for anyone listening, to roll your penis up like a fruit slider, then fuck me, you are one lucky, lucky man. Cece, what's your preferred shape and size?
Of a willy?
Yes, yeah. Do you like the sort of
You've
long,
asked
thin
me this
ones?
Before.
Or do you like a chode?
I would say more. Oh, this. No, Pete, come on. Okay. No, we know.
All right. Yeah. All right. We found the limit for the day. What would you do, going back to the story? And if you have just tuned in and you missed the story, a woman's basically exploded her husband's bollocks in a wedding album when she found him.
Awful.
I quote, with his face in a future homeowner's vagina. So she slammed his bollocks in a photo album. So what would you do if you found your husband's face in a future homeowner's vagina? Do you think you would go down the Laurie route and explode his bollocks over your wedding album, or which deflated his bollocks and now means that he can't maintain an erection? Or do you think you would do something less fucking weird?
I mean, look, we the girls and I have these discussions quite often because it always comes back to the same thing, you know. Never fuck with a woman, especially if she's been hurt before, because she will take that rage out on you. So if someone's fucked her over previously, you're getting it. So I would just say to
Anita, I feel like you're relating to Laurie here as if what well, she's done isn't that bad. The way I mean, this is coming across to me is that you're going, oh, yeah, no, understandable. Listen, she fucking exploded his bollocks in a photo album.
Yeah, it's a bit extreme, but the bit I like, she's gone a little bit far, but the bit about, you know, his balls, friends make fun of him, and then the main part is that she, you know, he now can't hold an erection. So she's trying to make his sex life shit, and she's fucking done it.
Yeah, of course it's going to be shit now because the geezer can't get hard on, and he's just got a saggy ball sack with no, it's just deflated like a balloon at the end of a party that's just popped.
I mean, the thing I would like to leave, usually I like karma to be left up to itself. I just believe that someone will just get fucked over and I don't need to just crush their balls in a book. But she wanted to force that karma. So yeah. I would generally leave it up to karma to, you know, they'll probably get run over by a lorry or something. But I wouldn't go that far.
Well, that is good to know.
I think it's better to walk away with your head up high. That's what my dad always says to me.
Yeah, it's better to walk away with your head held high. The moral of that story is don't cheat, very bad. Don't put your face in other people's vaginas when you're married. But also, secondly, be careful who you marry because she is, she's got some issues. We just leave it there.
Yeah, Laurie, she's a little bit
She's
bitter.
Got some anger issues.
She might need...
Also, when she goes on another date and they go, so, you know, you've been married before. Yeah, yeah, I have. What happened? Oh, God. Well, I deflate his bollocks and he can't have an erection now because I shut him in a fucking photo album.
So what would you do if you were on a date and someone said that to you?
It would probably make me quite hard. I'd be excited.
Of course it fucking would.
I joke.
See, that's someone else's fantasy. You're right, though. That is someone's fantasy.
Didn't we talk about someone who likes the painting? We've spoken about that on a show before. The wedgie thing and the dick stood on
heels
and all that sort of stuff.
Laurie,
so in which case, Laurie could make some money out of this. So, Laurie, we're just brainstorming here. But if you wanted to set up some sort of Pornhub page and call yourself Laurie the Ball Crusher, then I think you could make a few quid.
I can't access it though. But guys, I've got some news actually. I've got big news this week because you just mentioned Pornhub and it made me remember. So
this is big news, yeah. Can we just do like a
minute silence,
like a slow drum roll to this?
Oh. Yeah. I have been unblocked from porn.
Da, 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 da.
Well, actually, I'm gonna clarify what has exactly gone on. I haven't
tell
been
the real
unblocked.
Story because okay. You've not been unblocked.
I know. I was trying to make it sound like I've just suddenly been unblocked. I haven't, guys. I just found a way. So basically, if you use Safari over Chrome, you can start watching porn again.
So
if anyone
else got
blocked during lockdown, which is a really shit time to be blocked, go on Safari and use Yahoo.
There anyway. You go. Job done. Use Yahoo. And then you can enjoy penetrating your woo-woo. Don't know what I was going with there, but...
The woo-woo. Is that what you call it?
That's what I'd call yours, because I imagine it's quite cute. So...
cute. No one's ever said that to me before. They're like, oof. You know, what is that? I've got a very beautiful lady area. Right.
And again, this is Foo Bar Radio Dating Show, and today we've learned that I have a silky big bollocks and Cece has got a very delicate lady garden.
Righty-ho.
So, just in case you were wondering, I know you've missed us. Anyway, this could be our last show ever.
Next. Should we talk about our topic?
Next up, Well, I just think we should do a really serious piece now, The Widow of Bull Date News, because we've had some slightly weird ones. And this is a really, this is an NHS one, so it's very serious. So I just want to do the headline and briefly talk about it. Because it's about how much Britons are costing the NHS a year. Okay. And it's very, very serious. So Britain's cost the NHS £350,000 per year by shoving stuff up their ass. So NHS doctors have spent more than 3 million extracting items out of rectums over the past decade.
Oh, wow.
£3 million just taking stuff out of people's asses. 400 foreign objects are pulled from English anuses per year.
400?
It's NHS data shows. The most common objects are toothbrushes, aerosol cans, toy figurines, nothing like a Barbie up the arsehole, and beer bottles. The new anal analysis shows that men in their 20s and 50s were the most likely to lose an object in their behind. The over 60s also accounted for about 1 in 6 cases. So this is a serious issue here, because the NHS is, especially at the minute, very overrun. So just as a public announcement, stop putting weird shit up your ass, people, because it's costing a lot of money. On that note, if you find that the weird one, what about the toy figurines? Like, just imagine someone just ramming a fucking Jabba the Hutt up their arsehole or something. Or, do you know what I mean? I don't know what toy figurines are. Like, it depends a toy
on
car.
The shape.
Sorry, yeah. Again, you seem to be almost sympathising with people. So it's actually, it's not about the fact that you're putting a toy figurine up your ass. It's about the shape of it.
Everyone's
so like a Superman would be a good one, because you can just sort of, what?
Everyone has a story and everyone has a reason why they do things. And we, you know, we don't judge on this. So I'm not judging. I'm saying, you know, toy figurine, maybe not my thing, but...
Maybe not your thing, but you're open to it. Well, either way, that you know, I just felt like we should stop on a serious point there,
because
quite often this show is just, you know, it's just very willy-nilly.
An aerosol can, that's quite big.
And imagine it's quite cold when it goes off. Although, I suppose you use the other end, not the end that...
But then how do you get it in? Because it's like quite...
Well, I don't know. I imagine it's a lot of lube or spit.
Oh, I see. Do you know what I had learnt the other day? So,
Lynx Africa up the arse.
Stay in or not.
But although that is something to do, we are coming up to Christmas, and Lynx Africa is a very common gift for a lot of men from Auntie Susan. So, it is something you could do with it, because it smells like shit, so you might as well stick it up your arse.
Interesting.
Sorry, carry on. Toy figurines again. No, presents. This is seasonal.
This is on subject, though. So, a good friend of mine shared that in Soho, there used to be a club that you could go into. And for anyone that doesn't know what poppers do, so poppers loosen your rectum. So, but I didn't realise that poppers are activated by heat. So what they would do is, in this club, they'd put poppers behind the radiators and then turn the radiators on. So when you'd walk into the club, your rectum would be loosened and you could all enjoy anal sex.
I enjoyed that piece of information, and afterwards please let me know where the club is. You are listening to The Date Show on FUBAR Radio, and Cece and I are back. We are back one room apart, and Cece, I just want to say I love you and I
love our listeners, but I apologize, Pete. I know you like this stuff, but I am apologetic to the listeners, because it has been a while. So I've had a lot of things stored up, and you know, that I like to overshare. That's my problem, in fact.
Yeah, we both do. But we are going to go on to our actual topic now. I think it's about time.
Okay.
Our producer's looking at us, and it is about time, because we've done 40 minutes of absolute dribble so far. So let's see if we can get something out of this show, shall we? Let's see if we can get something that's usable.
Haven't switched off. We're going to talk about seasonal dating.
So basically, this festive season, I say festive because I don't find it really festive. I fucking hate Christmas.
Scrooge is out.
Yes. But it's a very lonely time of year, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's a very lonely time of year. So I think that's why seasonal dating is such a big thing, is everyone, they come into the winter months and people want to be cozy with someone and they want to do that whole kind of lovey-dovey romantic shit. There's all these Christmas markets to go to and fucking winter wonderland and all that bollocks that everyone does and feel like they have to do in couples because they can't do it on their own or they can't do it just with their friends. They have to do it with someone else and feel like they're loved and all that shit. So
there was hints in there of just, you know, slight like Scrooge-ness. What do you do? So do you not get a seasonal, what should we call it? A seasonal... Do you not seasonally date? Do you not have a winter girlfriend, hand holder?
I date all year round. Like, I don't think it's not a seasonal thing for me. Like, I don't,
stock up for Christmas.
No, don't stock up for Christmas. I just think it's, I do get it. It is a lonely time of year. What I mean by that is I do get why people want to do that, but I do think it puts, people get overexcited about these seasonal relationships because they want that coziness. So they're almost putting more into it and almost accepting and settling for someone that isn't right for them purely because they don't want to spend Christmas alone. Or they don't want to be, you know, through this kind of winter month with someone. But actually, is that the best person for you? Would you pick that person in summer when you're happy dappy? I don't know what happy dappy means. I've just made that up and I won't use it again because it sounded stupid. But when you're all happy and that during summer and you can go and do what you want, would that person be the person you'd be with? Or is it just because there's less things to do, less chances to go out because it's cold and whatever else, and you don't want to spend Christmas alone? So you put more into someone that by the time you actually come out of the Christmas months, you then go, fuck you. You were fun when I was cold. But actually, you know, rather than getting a seasonal boyfriend or girlfriend, why don't you just get a roll neck? Because that keeps you warm too.
Wow. That's the punchline. That is it. Why don't you just get a roll neck? Fuck.
Yeah. And yeah. So that's kind of my view on seasonal dating. You see it all the time, don't you? It's coming into boyfriend months or girlfriend months or whatever it is, the dates. That's what people do. And I just think it's more, I think people put more emphasis on being with someone because it is a lonely month and because they just don't want to be on their own throughout this month, which I do completely get because it is fucking, like, in all seriousness, it is a really lonely month. And it is a really, it's a month where you see so many people on Instagram and social media going at couples and doing all this really cute shit where they go, you know, make snowmen together and go to all the Christmas markets all wrapped up and looking all fucking cute and shit. But that's not a reason to find yourself someone because you want to do that stuff. Because all you're doing then is just going through the drama of the fact that you're going to have to get rid of them when you realise that they are absolutely not the person for you. You just wanted someone there for a little while. Now, I get it if you're doing it both at the same time and go, do you know what? It's okay. We're both on the same page here. I know you ain't the one for me. I know you ain't the one for me. But should we do some cute stuff together over Christmas? That's okay. That's sweet. Get that. But if people are leading people on purposely just because they don't want to be on their own, then I think that's wrong.
Well, yeah, I think you're bang on with all of it. I think it's just you're going to end up hurting. If you're worried about being lonely, it's a pain, right? Pain is, loneliness is painful at times. So if you're then...
Did you say pain is painful at times?
I think I said loneliness is painful, but I probably said pain is painful. So pain is sometimes painful, people.
And loneliness is sometimes lonely.
And happiness is actually...
It's sometimes happy, yeah.
Happy.
Yeah.
Clarification. Yeah. So...
Yeah. I think we are becoming experts, you know.
Fuck me. I've lost my train of thought. I'm going to sit my... Sorry, I'm just going to watch you talk.
No, because the problem is when people watch me talk is I generally am the pessimistic one out of the two of us and you're the happy-go-lucky, delightful one who gives people hope and then I bring them back
to earth. This is not hopeful what I'm about to say, trust me.
Okay, go for it.
I'm a bit of Scrooge at Christmas as well. So, I just think you're basically setting yourself up for more hurt. If you're already feeling lonely and, as we just discovered, loneliness is lonely and pain is pain, together that's lonely pain, you're then gonna have to go through that again. She goes through a fucking breakup, and breakups are harder than being lonely because you've got to deal with someone else's guilt and shit. So you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. It's And also, you mentioned about, you know, if two people are both up for the same thing, when the fuck does that ever work out? Like, if you were to ask 100 people, how many times has it gone really well? You know, were you both at the same pace? Somebody always falls. Annoyingly, it's usually the woman. And so, you know, we're like, oh, it's fine. I can do a you know, we can have some casual time together, a seasonal dating, Christmas together. We know what happens. And also, you then, this is the illusion of it. Because Christmas is that lovely, so social media says that lovey-dovey, let's make fucking snowmen together. But, and you're doing that with someone that actually is just your part-time Christmas date. So it's, you're tricking yourself. Yeah. I think we should all be a bit more brave and just set, like, have some fucking boundaries and don't settle.
You and I have said it numerous times before, but it's okay to be on your own and it's okay to be single. And I think people get it in their heads that actually it's not a good time to be single and it's not a good time. Fuck yeah, it is, for a number of reasons. Firstly, there is Christmas parties everywhere. Yeah. Christmas parties, there's fucking loads of them and they are great.
Yeah.
I hate Christmas, but I love a Christmas party because everyone's pissed. Yeah. And as you know, I do like a drink. So it's really, really good. Love a Christmas party. On the plus side, another good reason to be single around Christmas is you don't have to buy a fucking present.
Oh, yes. And that can also become really awkward because when the whole thing of someone fucking gets more excited than the other one and they're like, oh, I think, you know, I think he loves me, you buy them a present and they don't buy one back, which is shit.
Yes, it is shit.
And embarrassing, but, if you're on the receiving end, because imagine if someone bought you, I definitely have someone buy me a present, I think, oh, I didn't think we were in that space. Sorry, that's awkward. But I'll keep it anyway.
Yeah, I just, it's, yeah, well, obviously, yeah, I mean, you always keep it, it's a present. But yeah, I just think it's a social media thing that has made it more of a, I can't remember, they call it cuffing season, something like that?
Yes, they do.
Social media, I think, has a massive impact on dating.
Can you explain cuffing season? Because I don't know what it is.
A cuffing season is where you just get a partner purely for, well, seasonal dating, basically, just purely for the winter months and that kind of bit where you want to stay in and get cozy and do all that fucking soppy shit with people. That's basically cuffing season. I don't know why it's called cuffing season.
We just need to get you a girlfriend, Pete, at Christmas, because you do sound very fucking bitter. I'm not going
to
lie.
It's not that I'm bitter. It's just you tend to find a lot of people. No, I lie. I am bitter as a lemon. But the thing is, so I just think the whole cuffing season thing, I just think it's bollocks and it's something that's been brought on by social media and the fact that people feel like they can't be on their own around Christmas and New Year's because it is such a lonely time of year. And actually, you can do it. You can be on your own. It's okay to be on your own. It's okay to have another Christmas alone. It's okay to be on your own for New Year's and celebrate a new year and leaving the fucking shit year or good year or whatever you've had behind and starting again. It's okay to do that. You don't have to do that with someone else, because having someone with you that isn't right for you is not better than being on your own. And having someone doesn't define who you are as a person. You define who you are as a person. So do it on your fucking own. Don't feel like you have to. You don't feel like you have to. Yeah, don't feel like you have to do it with someone. That's kind of my
question. Is, why is it so bad? Like, why
it's not
is it
so bad
to choose you? It's, no, I mean, like, why is it so bad to choose you?
Yeah.
To choose yourself, to choose, I want to be on my own, not, oh, yeah, poor me. What about, why is it not a choice? Why not? Well,
exactly.
You're choosing, I'm choosing, we're choosing to be on our own because we haven't found someone that, not been funny, but suits and matches up to the requirements and the boundaries that we've set.
Boom, boom, boom. Yes, exactly. And listen, don't get me wrong. If people do meet people during this season and whatever else, and that is the right reasons why you're doing it, then yeah, fuck me. It's lovely and it is romantic and it's great. And I'm sure you'll have a lovely time. But that doesn't mean that you have to do that for those reasons. I just think the reasons people date during this time of year should be for the right reasons and not the wrong reasons.
True dat, mate. Second that. 100%. Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, bam, bam. Actually, no, because it's seasonal dating. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
You the ho, you the ho.
Oh, no, you the ho.
Sorry. No, nice. Sorry. You the ho.
You the ho.
No.
Stop it.
No.
You
the ho.
You the fucking ho. Why do I like it when you do that? I like it when you call me a hoe.
Slow yourself down, girl. Oh, we're still on air.
I know.
Anyway, so I think you've had enough of my bitterness about seasonal dating. But, yeah, let's move on to our favourite part of the show.
Holly, all right, go on, go.
Do you know what the favourite part of us? Okay, well, I'll tell you where we're at.
Go on,
we
then.
Are currently 5 yards away from each other.
Brilliant.
And we're about, and we're about... And we're about to take on the listeners' questions, listeners' questions and stories.
Good, because that I heard all of that. So that's what we're going to do.
Okay, so that's an intro.
Listeners.
Yeah, I firsted it, so I can't second it. No, firsted, that was not fisted. So let's go to listeners' questions and stories. And should we start off with the first one, which is a clip?
Yes.
No, they're all clips, because one clip two. But the first one's a story, is what I mean.
Okay. Well,
it's a story, so we don't need to give advice. We're just going to hear a Christmas story. It's probably not a Christmas story, but we're going to hear a story from Holly.
We don't need to give advice.
Christmas story, because her name's Holly. No, because she just wants a story.
Yeah, but she'll get advice regardless. You know what we're like.
Oh, yeah, no one wants advice from us, but they do get it.
Holly,
you hoe.
What are you, little hoe? What are you going to say?
Holly, you're not a hoe, sorry.
You're not a hoe.
I was with my ex for about 3 years, and it was only right at the end of the relationship when things weren't going like too well, and he was just a very controlling person. And so I was planning to move out, and we were still together, and then I had seen that he, right at the beginning of the relationship, when we got together, he was still with his ex-girlfriend before me. So he was seeing us both for the first 4 months of the relationship, so I found that out. And then I saw some other messages on his phone that he was with someone else. So in short, I was leaving, and I left in secret, really, but he didn't know. And that was when I put hair removal in his shampoo and conditioner. I also tipped out every single bottle of the alcohol that he had and filled it with water. So yeah, that's what I done.
Holly, firstly, if someone did that to me and I lost all my hair, firstly, I'd look like a potato. But secondly, I'd be fucking raging. But he has cheated on you quite a bit by the sounds of it.
Sounds like an arsehole.
Sounds like a fucking arsehole. He doesn't deserve you, Holly.
This is too much. I'm having too much fun today, I tell you what. Pete,
CC, what are you going to say?
He's so close to me. My heart sings.
She's so close, I can smell her.
I can smell you.
But Holly, you're not Holly, close, so we can't smell you at the minute.
Holly, I mean, listen, I do feel like he's an arsehole, shouldn't have cheated on you. What a prick. I personally don't think getting your own back is always the best way, because he will always be an unhappy guy, right? He's an arsehole. He's never going to experience happiness to what you are. And that is why you will win. That's why you will carry on being great. And he will carry on being a dick.
Yeah.
It's just, I know it's a bit shit and we all want to get our own back, but I don't think it's the healthiest way to go forward. That's just me. That's how I would be.
I agree with CC, but I also fucking love what you've done there, and I say rock on. So to be honest with you,
Pete, I was thinking of your hair. That's why I was actually thinking of
What you've done there is the two worst things anyone could do with me, and that's take away my alcohol and fucking get rid of my hair. Holly, as delightful as you sound, I would never date you out of fear that you might take away the two most important things to me. Alcohol and hair.
You'd be fucked. Actually, no,
I'd be a little sober, bald peanut.
You, maybe the sober part, yeah, I don't think we'd want you sober, but the hair, I've seen you with no hair. You look pretty fucking good.
I was a lot younger then. I've aged terribly since that point. So
now you're going to be one of these annoying ones that get to like 94 and still with grey hair and look great. I feel it.
The chances of me getting to 94 is slim. I would say I'm actually slowly decomposing as we speak. But yeah, Holly, listen, it sounds like you're better off without him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck that. Do us a favour, though. Don't do any seasonal dating. Just find the right person for you. Because yeah. It sounds like you deserve the right person.
Yeah.
Maybe. Even though you are a slightly bitter ex-lover.
Was that the Wi-Fi or were you just taking your time?
I was just taking my time.
All right, okay. This thing is like you're conducting an orchestra. It's quite elegant. It's quite soothing.
They do what call Pete's me doing now. God, Elegant God. Pete.
Who's they?
I call myself.
Okay, Elegant Pete. I don't know if anyone's ever called you elegant. I'm not sure that I would put that. There's really nice things that I'd say to you, and I often say to you, but elegant isn't one of them.
Well, Holly, hopefully you think I'm elegant.
Oh, okay. I'm sure Holly does. Holly also gives her ex-boyfriends fucking hair removal treatments out of business.
Which is it's quite funny.
It's quite funny.
I rate it. Right, next up, we've got some dating advice from a gentleman who is my namesake, which means he's going to be cool as fuck. Peter.
He is going to be cool.
And this is Peter. And this isn't me just asking for some advice. I don't know what this is, just in case. It's my friend. No, this is actually another guy called Peter, because there's more than one Peter in the world.
Shall I read out? Because I can't tell if you're actually talking or if you're still or what the fuck's going on anymore. But if I see them hands, I'm going to know that this is you, actually you. So this is from Peter. My partner and I are considering entering a throuple relationship.
Throuple?
Is it throuple?
Well, just potato, potato.
A throuple relationship. Should we consider it? Is there any advice you can give us? Who's you? I'm guessing they mean you, Pete. We are always working on being open and honest with each other. So, Pete, throuple relationships.
When we're talking about throuples, it depends who the third person is in that thing. But if you both agreed it and you've both been quite open about it and you're both up for it and genuinely up for it, then I say fucking each to their own.
You've enjoyed yourself. Oh.
I wouldn't want to be in a throuple relationship. As a relationship, I think it's different to having a threesome. Being in a throuple is different to a threesome, because then a threesome is generally just, listen, we're going to fuck and that's that. But being in a throuple relationship is you're taking on the emotions and whatever else of another person and the responsibility of another person. But if you're both genuinely up for that, then I say, fuck it, go with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if that's something you both want, then do it. If there's one that wants it more than the other, then I think it's a very dangerous situation to be in. So it's really about how much you trust the other person is being honest about the fact that they want it. If you both genuinely want it, go and crack on. I imagine it's probably quite hard to find the right person to enter a throuple, because then you've got to find someone that likes both parties. You both got to like that. Do you know what I mean? It's quite a complicated way of doing it. But, you know, if you find the right person and then you have a three-way amazing relationship, then fucking crack on. But I just think there's a lot of anomalies in that could mean it could be a fucking disaster.
I think that what really sprung out to me, what you said then, is the honesty part. It's not just being honest with your partner, but being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Can I actually do this? Am I actually okay watching my partner have sex with someone else or whatever with someone else? I actually know quite a few couples that have done this. And unfortunately, it hasn't gone in their favor. It's been brought up in arguments. It's been thrown back at each other. And most of them aren't together still. I'm not saying that that's like that for everybody, but it does have to be a very, very 50-50 situation. If there's any doubt, don't do it. I mean, if you're asking the question, I think you're doubting it.
Because it's not just about watching your partner have sex with another person. It's about watching your partner then have an emotional connection with someone else, which I imagine is probably harder. I think
this is why, Pete, I just find you so professional. I can't even keep up with you. You have these deep and meaningful conversations so elegantly, like a reindeer.
They do call me Elegant Reindeer Pete.
Do they?
They do, yeah.
Well, very professional.
I'm up there with one of the most elegant reindeers besides Blitzen.
Well,
Blitzen, yeah. We're up there.
Anything else? No.
I think that's okay. It. So yeah, Pete, that is our advice from one Pete to another. That's what I think you should do. And Cece go hit the nail on the head. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your partner.
Be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Check yourself.
So that's basically it for this week's show. I know it's been a while since we've been together, and I apologise that it's been fucking weird today. Actually, I don't apologise because I've had a fucking great time.
No, I don't apologise either. No, fuck it.
We're not going to apologise for being ourselves. I'll tell you what, we are fucking weird. Yeah, we are. Sorry, that wasn't a vote. Hey?
Hey. Pete, just tell them where they can find us. Where's the home and the hub?
I'll tell you what, we love listening to your stories and all that sort of stuff. And if you've got any questions for us, then please email us at thedatingshow@foobarradio.com. You can also find us on Instagram at @thedating_show, which is the home, the HQ, the hub of CC and I's fun, games, advice, antics, weird and wonderful dating news, and all sorts of fucking shit you didn't want to hear. Some things you do want to hear. But mostly stuff you don't.
Pete, thank you for today. You have just, as always, been the light of my life. You've come back in, swept me off my feet. No.
Stop it. Do you know what? I just want to, in fact, for once, I'm going to set your face.
Oh,
I love you with all my heart. I've missed you so much. Genuinely, I've missed you so much, and you are possibly my favourite human in the entire world. Without you, I don't feel complete.
I don't know if I can match that, because that was fucking lovely.
Well, fucking try, you bitch.
Okay.
Come on, my little hoe.
There's a really good one on Instagram that I did the other day.
No, I don't want an inspirational quote.
No. It was one I did to you the other day. It was really good. I watched it back,
use it
and
again.
I had a tear in my eye. But yeah, but I don't know if I can match that, because it was my other one was good, but today I'm gonna it was good.
Should we just sing instead? Let's just sing. So it was seasonal dating. No, my fire,
one
desire,
belief. When I say
I want
it that way, tell me why ain't nothing but a party.
Tell me why.
It's even better with the Wi-Fi going.
Mistake. Tell me why I never want to hear you say I want that way.
Do you know what's great about the Wi-Fi? Out is that Pete carries on and he feels like I am supporting you, I'm just not singing with you because the Wi-Fi goes
bye.